Fifthly, there's samadhi. This is another untranslatable term. And it has three distinct levels of meaning. First of all, there's the level of meaning which is concentration. That it is a unification of all one's psychic energies. The bridging, the overcoming of all the schisms, as it were, in one's being. And then the samadhi in the sense of the experience, the personal experience of higher and ever higher levels of consciousness, as when we formally meditate. And this includes the development of what are known in the Buddhist tradition as the supernormal paths, those of telepathy, of clairaudience, of clairvoyance, and so on. So this is samadhi in its second level of meaning. And then the samadhi in the third and the highest sense, which is experience of reality itself, or at least receptivity to the direct influence of reality. And this, of course, begins in small ways. It begins in the form of flashes of insight, like perhaps that flash of insight which Blake must have had when he wrote that verse which I quoted earlier on. So these are the three levels of samadhi: concentration, meditation in the sense of experience of higher levels of consciousness, and experience of reality itself, beginning with flashes and then fully.